First of all, I'd like to thank all organizers for having me here, and this is my pleasure to speak to you today. My talk is mainly about the graded action-level algebra, and we used generic initial ideas for the proof to obtain the results. And this is a joint work with Ahn. He's a Korean young mathematician. And here is the outline about my talk. First, I will talk about some notations and definition. I think most of you is already familiar with this kind of notations, so I will give you a short introduction. And after that, I'm going to talk about the two theorems about the result, a graded Artinian level algebra and Artinian algebra having the weak Lebesgue property. And third, I will show you how to construct some non-unimodal level O sequence. And last time I'm going to tell you about the graded non-level Artinian algebra. Let me tell you about the definition of a generic initial ideal. First, K is an algebraically closed field of characteristic zero. But most of the result works when the characteristic P also. For this talk, just think of this case only. And R is an invariable polynomial ring over a field K. Here is a definition of term order. Term order is a total order. We know the total order and the partial order. This is a very basic definition. And term order is an order on monomials, and we have some orders on variables x1 up to x of n. And we have two monomials, m1 and m2. And m1 bigger than y equal to m2 means that for every monomial m times m1 bigger than y equal to m times m2, then we call this order term order. So here is a well-known term order, which is a reverse lexicographic order. This we have two monomials here. This one bigger than this one means that the degree of the first one is bigger than this one. Or if the degree are the same, then we have an S such that for every T bigger than S I sub T equals J sub T. This case we call reverse lexicographic order. And we have another well-known term order, which is lexicographic order. This one is similar to the previous one, except the second case. If the degree are the same, then we have an S. And for every T less than S, we have I sub T equals J sub T. And I sub S is bigger than J sub S. This is the lexicographic order. And here is an example. If we look at these two monomials, then they have the same degree. But if we look at the last one, then the degree 2, so they are the same. But this term has x of 2, but this term does not have x of 2. So as a reverse lexicographic order, this one is bigger than this one. But as a lexicographic order, this one is bigger than this one. So for this talk, we'll consider only two monomial term orders, degree reverse lexicographic order and the degree lexicographic order. Now, let me introduce the initial ideals. Tau is the term order. Tau is the one of reverse lexicographic order or lexicographic order on this polynomial. And F is a homogeneous form in R. And we define the initial term of F is the greatest monomial among all terms of F with respect to the order tau. And the initial ideal of I is the ideal generated by all initial terms of F. F is in I. Now, let me show you the definition of Grosvenor basis. If I is generated by F sub 1 up to F sub t, and then we know that the initial term of this polynomial cannot generate the whole initial ideal. So we need to add some more polynomials to make these two ideals are the same. So we call the set of polynomial F, F sub 1, F sub t in I, a Grosvenor basis if the initial term of this polynomial generates the whole initial ideal. Now, let me move on to the generic initial ideal. Here is n by n invertible matrix in general linear group. And F is a homogeneous form of R. Then please look at this linear form. G of xi equals is defined by this matrix. In other words, the sum of G xi k xk k is from 1 to n. Then we define an action on R by f of x sub 1 up to x sub n maps to f of g of x1 up to g of xn. Then for any homogeneous ideal I of R, we define g of I is the ideal generated by all this image, f of g of x1 and g of xn for all f in I. Then this ideal g of I depends on the choice of the matrix G, in other words, the component of G. So the initial ideal of g of I has to depend on the choice of G. So, to eliminate this kind of dependence, we can use this theorem, Gallego and Bayer and Stillman. So, this is we have a Zariski open set U of a general linear group and a monomial ideal J such that first this J is the initial ideal of G of I for all G in U. And G is also a Fourier fixed ideal. Let me tell you about the definition this one later. So we call this initial ideal the generic initial ideal of I, and we denote it by gen I. And for this work, we used only as a tool, but we didn't make any result about these initial ideals. Now, let me move on to the definition of minimal free resolution and Lebesgue algebra. So here is a graded minimal free resolution of R of I. And then we can write each free module F sub I equals direct sum R bet ij minus alpha ij. And then we call the numbers alpha ij the shift associated to R of I. And the numbers beta ij are called the graded beta numbers of R of I. Now, please look at this matrix. This is a matrix of beta numbers. We spread out all beta numbers inside the matrix. Then we can compare to each other. So we call this matrix Betti diagram of R of I. So especially if we need to emphasize the ideal I, then we are going to use this notation instead of Betti ij. Now, please recall that if the last free module of the minimal free resolution of a graded ring A with a given Hilbert function H is of the form like that, which means that the last free module has only one kind Betti number, then the Hilbert function H and graded ring A are called level. For a special case, if the Coehmic type of R of I equals 1, then we call a graded Artinian algebra Greenstein. Now, let me tell you about the unimodal H vectors, weak left set properties, and the Borel fixed ideals. Here is an homogeneous ideal of R of height n. This is an invariable polynomial ring. Then this algebra is an Artinian K algebra, and so the dimension of A is finite. So the Hilbert function of A has to be all zero except the first finite part. So we can consider this Hilbert function as a vector, and we call this vector H vector of A. And this case we can write A equals K direct sum, A sub 1, up to A sub S. A sub S is not zero. Now, in this case, the S, we call S the circle degree of A. And the circle of A is defined by the all annihilators of the maximal ideal, maximal homogeneous ideal. And here is the H vector, H sub 0 up to H sub S. We call this kind of H vector unimodal if we have only one kind of local maximum. And we call this H vector strictly unimodal if the first part of this sequence is strictly increasing and the last part of this sequence is strictly decreasing. Now, here is a graded Artinian K algebra, and we call we say that this graded Artinian K algebra has the weak left set property. If we have a linear form L in A1 such that this map by multiplication by L from A sub I to A sub I plus 1 is injective or surjective for every I equals from 1 to S minus 1. In this case, we call L a left set element. Now,
so do you mean the same L for every?
Oh, yeah, the same. Yeah. Here is a monomial ideal I in R, and W is a monomial in I. In this case, we define M of W, the maximum of J. Such that A sub J is bigger than zero. So here is a monomial which is called stable. If the monomial for every monomial in W in I and for every J less than MW, X sub J W divided by X sub M of W is in I again, then we call this monomial ideal stable. Now, S is a subset of all monomials in polynomial ring of degree S, and U is a monomial in S, and A sub J positive means that for every I and J, I is less than or equal to J, X sub I U over X sub J in S, then we call this the subset a Borel fixed set. And if the monomial ideal of R is here, and the set of all monomials in I, which is I sub I, is a Borel fixed set, then we call this monomial ideal a Borel fixed ideal, or a strongly stable ideal. If the characteristic is zero, then these two things are the same definition. Now, let me show you two theorems about a graded Artinian algebra having the weak left set property. Here is a theorem of Harima and Migliore, Nagel and Watanabe. They showed proved this. H is a finite sequence of positive integers. And this H is a Hilbert function of a graded Artinian K algebra having the weak left set property. Then, if and only if H is a unimodal O sequence, and the first positive part of the first difference, delta H, is an O sequence again. So this theorem holds for general graded Artinian K algebra. And if we look at this theorem, we add some condition label here. So we add the condition label, then we obtained some stronger result here. So this sequence is a Hilbert function of a graded Artinian label algebra having the weak Lebesgue property. Then first is the Hilbert function H is strictly a unimodal O sequence, which means that the first part is strictly increasing and the last part is strictly decreasing. And the positive part of the first difference is an O sequence. This is the same result as before. And we had one more condition on the last part of this sequence. In other words, in degree, the first difference of this Hilbert function of the last part in degree d is always bigger than y equal to n minus 1 times the first difference in degree d plus 1 for every d is bigger than zeta. So this is a condition on the last part of this sequence. So we obtain a little bit stronger result here, strictly a unimodal O sequence and some condition on the last part like that with the after we add this label condition. Now let me move on to the case on H vector with this condition. The reason why this kind of H vector is important means that this H vector means that and drop n we have a flat part. Then if this sequence is not labeled, then drop n and up, going up again, and that kind of H vector cannot label either. So we need to know about this kind of H vector. So we have an H vector with the condition with this, and if the H sub d is d plus less than y equal to d plus 1, then H is not level or sequence. This theorem holds for any codimension n. So please look at this simple example, 1, 3, 6, 7, 5, 5. If we look at this 5 in degree 1, 2, 3, 4, then 5 equals 4 plus 1, which satisfies this condition. So we know that this sequence, can this H vector, cannot label O sequence. Now, then we have some questions here with the, this condition. So first question is, then this kind of label O sequence is not label. The second one is any label O sequence of codimension 3 unimodal? And here are answers about two questions. First, we have the same condition here, and first answer is yes. In other words, we can produce label O sequence, label algebra with this kind of Hilbert function. And second one is no. The one's answer is no. In other words, we can construct a label O sequence of label O sequence, a non-unimodal label O sequence of codimension 3. So we already got an answer for the previous two questions. So let me show you some examples about this kind of questions. Now let me move on to the construction of some non-unimodal level O sequence. So here is the main tool, inverse systems. Please recall the theory of inverse system. And this is the fundamental tool to construct a graded Artinian non-unimodal level algebra. Here is another embeddable polynomial ring S here. So in this case, we use variables so, y1 up to y sub n instead of x sub 1 up to x sub n. And consider the, this ring as a graded R module such that the action of xi on s is a partial differentiation with respect to yi. So then we know that there is a one-to-one correspondence between graded Artinian level algebra R of I and the finitely generated graded R submodules M of S, where I is the annihilator of M, and M is the R submodule of S, which is annihilated by I. In particular, the level algebras of type T means that Koemmickly type, and the circle degree S correspond to R submodules of S annihilated by T element of degree S. Now, let me tell you about the theorem of Iarbino. This is the main tool to produce a non-universal level of sequence. Here's an invariable polynomial ring, and H prime is the H vector of level algebra A equals R of annihilator of M. And we take F, a generic form in S of degree S. Then we have another level algebra B equals R of annihilator of M and F has H vector, this H. And each HI is the minimum of these two numbers. In other words, HI is from here, and HI plus N minus 1 plus S minus I choose S minus I, and N minus 1 plus I choose I. This large HI is the minimum of these two numbers. So, that's the main tool to produce the non-universal level of sequence. Now, let me move on to the truncation of a graded Artinian level of sequence. Here is an Artinian level of sequence. Then, the first part of the given level of sequence is also Artinian level of sequence for every, I made a mistake, I should switch this. T is less than S. So, so any first part of this one, and G is also Artinian level of sequence again. So, if we take H as a zero-dimensional differential of sequence, then we can always produce a Gronstein of sequence such that the first part of this sequence, first part of this Gronstein sequence is H. Gronstein sequence is always level, so this sequence, given differentiable O sequence is a part of Gronstein sequence, means that this zero-dimensional differential O sequence is always level. So to produce the non-universal case, so we take usually zero-dimensional differentiable O sequence. Now, here's an example of a non-universal level of sequence, which was produced by Fabrizio Zanello. So he used this sequence, 1, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 28. So given this zero-dimensional differential sequence, and applying the theorem of Iarbino, for any generic form F in S of degree S, this 28 is in degree 9. So with this this sequence, we obtain another H vector of level algebra. It's like that. If we look at the last part of this sequence, then 28, 27, 27, 28, which is non-universal. I think this is the first example of non-universal level of sequence. Now, here is the theorems of Zanello. Using the previous example, we can say that there exist non-universal level H vectors of codimension 3. And we know that a given Artinian level O sequence then it is always, if it has the weak left set property, then it has to be always unimodal. Non-unimodal level H vector means that there exists a codominant 3 level algebra not having the weak left set property. And he was obtained the following result. Made some example. There exists a codominant 3 level algebra of type 3 not having the weak left set property. This case, this is not a non-unimodal. This is still unimodal. So if we look at the previous this example, then the Cohen-Macaulay type is 28, which means that this is quite big. So studied before, we usually studied the case of type 2 or type 1 is Gronstein. So usually we did for the case of type 2. But if we use this theorem of Iarbino, then we can produce only a very big Cohen-Macaulay type. This is the weak point of this construction. Then we have a natural question here. So Fabrizio produced this case, Cohen-Macaulay type 3. So it is still unknown if we can construct a codominant 3 graded Artinian level algebra of type 3 not having the weak left set property. So I think this is a very good question to know. Now, let me tell you about the details, the construction of a non-unimodal level O sequence by Fabrizio. Please look at this zero-dimensional differentiable O sequence. Then the first difference is like that, which means that this O sequence is generic up to in degree 90. After that, add up 9 three times, and add up 6 three times again, and add up 3 three times again. So using this zero-dimensional differential sequence, he produced this example. If we look at the last part of this sequence, then we have three local maxima. And the difference between the local maxima and the local minima is just one. And the Cohen-Macaulay type is 4841. Very big, very far, far away from two. Anyway, did a very nice job to produce this non-unimodal level O sequence of codominant 3. So using the previous idea, he constructed the codominant 3 non-unimodal level H vectors with as many maxima as we want. So not even 3, we can make 4 and 5 as many as we want. That's the nice result for this construction. So his construction is of the is this case. So codominant 3 level H vector ending with the TT T plus 1, TT T plus 1, and this sequence can be repeated as many times as you want. Now, let me move on to the another construction of a non-unimodal level O sequence of codominant 3. So if we see the Fabrizio's construction, then the local maxima are all the same, and the difference of local maxima and the local minima is always one. So I was wondering if we can produce the different type of non-unimodal level O sequence. Here is an example. To produce this example, we used the COCOA program. Please look at this zero-dimensional differentiable sequence. Then this is just a random zero-dimensional differentiable sequence. Then after we apply the theorem of Iarbino, we obtain this non-unimodal level O sequence. Please look at this local maximum 171 and 176 at the end. And in the middle, we have a local maximum, minimum 161. So this means that we can produce the difference is bigger than 1, which means that which is 10, 171 take away 161. So this is a different type of non-univocal level of sequence of codominant 3. So we generalized the previous example and to use these crazy numbers. This is quite a big number. This means that we have H prime, zero dimensional differentiable O sequence H prime, which is a generic up to degree in S. Now, after that, we add this number. A is A and B are positive integers such that A is bigger than Y equal to 2, B is bigger than Y equal to 3. But Pavlichev used the number in this case only 3 and not used this number. So he add up 3 times and again and again like that. But this case is a little bit different construction. We use we add b times here and a times b a b times here and add up again and again, and we have a total n plus 1 group here. So it should be very big numbers. So to produce to obtain the level non-univocal level of sequence, this has, must be very big. So if we apply the theorem of Yarabino again, then we obtain the following theorem. Then this level O sequence has n local maxima, and this all local maxima are decreasing for a equals two and b is bigger than y equal to 3. And if a equals 3 and the b equals 3, then all n local maxima are the same. And if a is bigger than y equal to 3 and b is bigger than y equal to 4, then all local maxima are increasing. So I think some of you is wondering if we can obtain decreasing and increasing and the same in the middle, something like that. But unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to make such an example yet. So I think that's your job, if you are interested. Yeah, here's an example about the previous theorem. So here's the case of a equals 2, and b equals 3. So we add up 3 times at the end, and times 2 means that 6, add up 6, 6 times, and times 2, 12. So add up 12 times and 24 times and 48 times. So we have 5 groups are here. So this means that we can obtain 4 local maxima. So please look at this final O sequence. Then this case is 4 different local maxima, and they are decreasing, which means that they're quite a big number, and they are all decreasing, which means that we can produce the different local maxima. Now, let me move on to the graded non-level Artinian algebra. So we know that this kind of O sequence with the condition on H sub d minus 1 bigger than H sub d, H sub d equals H sub d plus 1, and then this sequence cannot be level. So we are wondering what is happening if we restrict the condition on the codominant 3. So this is the result of the case of codominant 3. So we have the same condition here, H sub d minus 1 bigger than H sub d, and H sub d equals H sub d plus 1. Then we have some more numbers here. This case holds up to d plus 1. If we restrict the condition to the codominant 3, then we obtain some more numbers, 2D plus 2. So in this case, H is still null level. So this result holds for any codimension n. So this theorem about the case codimension 3. Now, please look at this Betti diagram about the Lex Sigmund ideal with the given Hilbert function H. So to prove the previous theorem, we calculated the these two Betti numbers to compare two of them. If this Betti number is bigger than this one, means that this algebra cannot be level. Because if it this one is level, then everything, every Betti number is zero except the last one. But if this one is not zero, means that this one is not non-level. So to produce this Betti numbers, we used the theorem of Eliao, Carvalho. How can I produce this? Carvalho. Okay, let me skip. here's the idea, stable monomial ideal of R. And G of I is the set of all minimal monomial generators of I. And G of I sub D is the element of G of I having degree D. Then the Betti number Qi of I equals the sum of nt minus 1 and choose Q. T is n G of I sub I minus Q. So nt means the greatest term of this monomial T. So using this theorem, we calculated two Betti numbers. And as you see, this range, it is quite crazy numbers. So to produce, to find these numbers, the calculation was very, very complicated. Anyway, we did that job. And when this one, beta 1, t plus 2, is for this range, we obtain 2k minus 1. For this range, this number is 2k. And the last Betti number, beta 2, d plus 2, is j plus l. J is the difference between this and these two numbers. And l, l is the from 1 to d. Then if I has the range this, then this Betti number, this one. So using this calculation, we could compare two of these. So for H sub D is less than or equal to 2D plus 1, then this Betti number is bigger than this one, which means that the given all sequence cannot be labeled. So this is a simple case. Just we apply the calculation, then that's the final. So means that we don't have to prove more. But please look at this case. H sub D is 2D plus 2. Then we have the same Betti number. So we cannot say anything based on only this Betti number. Two Betti numbers are the same, which means that we cannot say this Betti number can cancel all of this. So for this case, we did some more proof. So here is the theorem about that case. Here is a graded algebra with Hilbert function H. And these two Betti numbers are the same for a Lex Sigmund ideal with a given Hilbert function H. So this is the last case. We can apply the case H sub D equals 2D plus 2. So using this theorem, we can say that A is not level either this case. So we have seen that this sequence cannot be labeled up to H sub D equals 2D plus 2. Now, in the previous theorem, we could say the same thing if when we replace this condition by this one. This is the Lex Sigmund ideal. This one is generic initial ideal. So if we replace the this condition by this one, then still the previous theorem holds. But unfortunately, we couldn't find any way to find these two Betti numbers easily. Not easy to find this one. So this case is quite easy to calculate. So anyway, we can prove this case too. Now, please look at this O sequence. If we see the last part of this sequence, then it ends 17, 16, 16. This 16 is in degree 7, means that 16 equals 2 times 7 plus 2, which is the 2D plus 2 case. So we can apply the previous theorem. So this sequence cannot be labeled. If we look at this example, this one is 18, 17, 17. We increase this number by 1. Then this 17 is in degree 7. Then this 17 is 2 times 7 plus 3, which means that 2D plus 3 case. So if we apply the previous proposition to obtain these two beta numbers, then beta 1 t plus 2 equals 4. This one is 3. So the middle part of beta number is bigger than this one. So we can't say anything in this case. So only up to h sub d is less than or equal to 2d plus 2. We can say that H is not labeled only based on shift and beta numbers. Now, let me introduce on H-back to how to construct on H-back with this condition, and H sub D is 2D plus 4. If we look at this one, this is a zero-dimensional differential O sequence. And applying the theorem of Yarabino, then we obtain another label O sequence like that. If we look at this 14, then it is in degree 5. So 14 means 2 times 5 plus 4. So this construction shows that we can produce the case of H sub D equals 2D plus 4. Now, let me tell you the general case of on H vector with the condition H sub D equals 2D plus K. K is bigger than or equal to 4. So if we use this zero-dimensional differential or sequence, this 2D plus K minus 5 in degree D minus 1, and 2D plus K minus 3 is in degree D, and 2D plus K minus 1 is degree, in degree D plus 1, then we obtain this another level or sequence. This case is of the form like that. So drop and flat part is 2D plus K. K is bigger than or equal to 4. So we can summarize this case as follows. Here is a given O sequence with this condition. Then we have seen that up to H sub D is less than or equal to 2D plus 2, then H cannot be labeled. And we could produce level O sequence with the condition H sub D is bigger than Y equal to 4. But unfortunately, we could find anyway how to produce this case. So we still don't know for H sub D equals 2D plus 3. Now, using the previous case, this case, we can say about the non-existence of a non-unimodal level or sequence. We know that this kind of sequence cannot be labeled up to H sub D is less than or equal to 2. So using this corollary, we can say that if H sub D minus 1 is bigger than H sub D, and H sub D is less than or equal to 2D plus 2, and the last one is bigger than or equal to H sub D, then this H still is not labeled. This corollary means that we have some labeled H vector and going down and flat, which is not labeled. Then if going down in the same degree and going up, then that is not labeled either. So this corollary means that this kind of non-existence of a non-unimodal level of sequence. Now, if we look at this sequence, 17, 16, H sub 8, then we have three possible O sequences such that h sub 8 is bigger than or equal to h sub 7, which is h sub 8 is less than or equal to 18, because 16 of 7 is less than 7 is 18. So we have three choices here: 16, 17, 18. We know that this 16 is in degree 7, means that 16 equals 2 times 7 plus 2. So this case 16 cannot be level. So this two O-sequence non-linear model O-sequences cannot be level either. 17, 16, 17, 17, 16, 18, and this case cannot be level either. Now, so far, we have seen that we can produce a graded Artinian non-linear model level algebra of codivision 3. So this existence of non-linear model level H vectors of codivision 3 means that the existence of non-linear model level H vectors of codivision higher than or equal to 4. In other words, if we look at this case, we have a level algebra of codivision 3 here with H vector H here. Then the level algebra, this one, we add up some more variables, and the annihilator of M, this M is this algebra, and the M and Y 4 up to the power S up to YN to the power S. Then this is a level algebra, and this one has an H vector G, 1n h2 plus n minus 3 up to h sub s plus n minus 3. This means that if h is not h is non-linear model, means that g is non-linear model again. So if we apply this inverse system, we can produce any non-linear model level of sequence with any codivision if we can produce the level algebra of codivision 3. And I have showed you some a few results and some examples for all of you to catch up easily. And this is all that I would like to talk today. Thank you.